Welcome to the Frequency 49 show. I'm Paul MacDonald alongside Gary Rutledge, Deepak Gohill, and coming to us from Portugal, Brian Davis. Hello, guys.
Hola.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Hi, Paul.
It's all good. It's all good. Right. It's a new edition of our show. It's the first of our proper preview shows where we are going to look at this weekend's upcoming game. So it's going to be a little bit of a shorter podcast. But as I say, we're going to look at the game. The 49ers are heading into the Edward Jones Dome to take on the St. Louis Rams. What do we think, guys? Deepak, what's your thoughts on this game going ahead?
Well, we are, for the first time since 2010, a 7.5-point underdog against the Rams, which says a lot about our regression. But on a brighter note, Reggie Bush is finally healthy, according to himself. So it's going to be a very interesting game indeed. The Rams defense is actually pretty good. And with our offensive woes, I think we're going to have to put a lot of stress on our defense to try and get us through this one.
Gary, I was just looking at the stats between the San Francisco 49ers and the St. Louis Rams, the matchups. And offensively, we actually match up quite well with them. If you look at the quarterback position, and at the rushing and receiving positions, the 49ers do have the upper hand. What makes us the underdog here?
Yeah, I think you said we do match up very well offensively. But if you look at it, we're the 32nd ranked team in the NFL. They're the 31st ranked team in the NFL. So it's definitely going to be a low scoring game. I think it's just the fact that we just can't get offense going. And if you think that the Rams have probably got the best D-line in football at the moment, and they've got about 23 sacks on the season, it's going to be a very tough game. And I think with Hyde carrying an injury, we can't get our passing game going. It's going to be big trouble for us.
Okay. Brian, what's your thoughts on the game so far?
Well, the Rams historically will push us very, very close. It's one of those games that the Rams will always bring the level of their game up tenfold. Historically, that's always the way that it's been. And I just can't see anything other than a defeat at the moment. At this moment in time, it's pretty depressing viewing trying to watch us play football at the moment. And I think we're probably almost heading to that stage now where we're at the Kaepernick crossroads.
The Rams have very much been a bogey team for the 49ers, haven't they? Both away in St. Louis and at home in San Francisco and now Santa Clara.
Yeah, I think the Rams tend to be a bogey team for the whole of the NFC West. If you look at their victories this year, they've obviously beaten Arizona and Seattle. So, as we normally find with the NFC West matchups, it's any given Sunday sometimes.
Yeah, and also I think it's worth remembering that the Rams is a proper rivalry game. And they always step their game up when they play it. And right now we are vulnerable, but I think playing away from home might be an advantage to us. I think it could be another case of Colin Kaepernick being away from home, like in New York. We can be a little bit more relaxed. The microscope's not going to be so much on him because expectations are so very low right now. If he plays a high percentage game and moves the ball, we may have a chance.
Yeah, historically, this is the matchup game for the 49ers, but even going back to the Los Angeles days. So, you know, this one should count more for us as 49ers fans in San Francisco than it should do playing the likes of Arizona and Seattle.
Yeah.
I think the thing is with this game that there's no knowing what 49ers team is going to go into the Edward Jones Dome, is there? You know, we've seen games where the offense has stepped up and the defense has been absolutely diabolical. Then we've seen games where the defense has stepped up and the offense just hasn't turned up at all. Then we've seen games where both sides of the ball have worked well, all in one season. So it literally is a game where absolutely anything could happen, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the 49ers have got to be very, very aggressive on their coaching as well in this game. It's no good going into St. Louis and being content to lose 23, punting twice in the fourth quarter when you're down 17 points. You know, we might as well go and lose 34-3, 35-3, 27-3, whatever it's going to be. I don't think that this team can coach scared anymore.
I agree with you, Brian.
The play calling has to be aggressive. And Tom Sula needs to kind of, you know, when he was a defensive line coach, he used to get the best out of sort of undrafted free agents or, you know, sort of diamonds in the rough. He needs to now try and do this across the roster.
Yeah, I agree, Brian. I think the coaching does need to step up. And I think what will be critical in this game is the team that makes the first impact statement will probably have a chance to see it through. This is a game where you've really got to be first to the punch, as Bill Walsh would say, and establishing an early authority on the game and keeping that momentum going. But I also think, really, it's incumbent on an offense to see us through this game rather than the defense hold it off. And this is where we're going to struggle a little bit because the Rams' D is really not that bad at all. But if our offense can play and produce, then I still think we have a chance. I think we're going to do this one.
I think that Rams' defensive line could have a field day against the right-hand side of our O-line.
Yeah, I feel the same. But I think there is a couple of injuries on that O-line. Sorry, on the D-line. I think Laurinaitis and Chris Long are both questionable. So that could make a big difference if they're both out.
I think it all does sort of swing on the play of the 49ers offensive line for this game, doesn't it?
Yes and no. I think our pass rush has to be on point as well. Because we also have to exploit the fact that the Rams have got a weak offense too.
Yeah, I think the danger is we just focus on Todd Gurley and forget about Nick Foles and his weapons. And yes, they haven't hit the ground running this season, but if we're just shutting down Gurley, then that just leaves opportunities for them to hit us in the air.
There's nothing like the 49ers coming to town to fix the team's offensive woes.
Right, I'm going to ask you in a minute for your prediction, win or loss, for this game. Because the members of the Frequency 49 group have selected this game as one of the pick six games. But before we get to that one, let's go through them in time order, guys. The first game they've picked, Lions at Chiefs, the international series game as well. The final international game for this season down at Wembley. And I'm pleased to say that we're all going to be there. Certainly milling around. We're not all going to the game itself, are we? But we're all actually going to be there to meet everybody and say hi.
Yeah.
We will indeed.
So let's go with that one first. Lions of Chiefs, Deepak, who's your winner for this one?
It's really difficult to call. The sentiment list in me would want the Chiefs to win purely because of Alex Smith and how badly we miss him. But I think Matt Stafford and Megatron might be a bit too much. I'm going for the Lions.
You're going for a Detroit win. Detroit 1-6 going into this game. Kansas are 2-5 going into this game. So it's a fairly even matchup. Gary, next, who's your winner for this one?
Yeah, they're both pretty awful, and Stafford's not been firing on all cylinders this year. And yes, like Deepak, I've got a soft spot for Alex Smith, so I'm going to go for the Chiefs.
You're going for the Chiefs. Gary, you've done yours. Brian, out to you in Portugal. Who have you got for a winner in this one?
Well, when this game was announced last year, we certainly didn't think that these two teams would have these records coming into Wembley. Like the other guys have said, I've got a real soft spot for Alex Smith, but I think I can see Detroit pulling it out in a really close one.
So you're going to go for Detroit. I think we're going to go two each on this one. I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs for the win in Wembley. Technically the home team, so we'll see if that does anything for them. It certainly did for Jacksonville last weekend. Next game is the Giants at the Saints. Let's go with Gary first for this one. Who have you got, Giants at Saints?
I think I'm going to go for the Saints. They do seem to have picked up in the last couple of weeks, and they're usually pretty strong at home. So, yeah, I think the Saints are going to edge this one.
Okay. Brian?
Oof, what a tough one. I think the team with the ball last is going to win the game. I think the Giants are going to sneak in.
Okay, Giants for Brian there. Deepak, who have you got?
Really close to call, but I think whenever New Orleans are playing at home, they have a huge edge. Drew Brees as well. So I think New Orleans will squeak this. It'll be a very close game, though.
You've got New Orleans. I'm going to go the other way. I'm going with Brian on this one. I could see the Giants going in and taking the win in that one. Coming off a win last week, of course. Next game, it's our game, boys. I really don't want to pick this one. 49ers at Rams, who have we got? Let's go with Brian first.
Rams.
That's all you've got to say about it, Rams.
That's all I've got to say, Rams.
Deepak, go on.
I think we have a chance, and I think our biggest advantage in this game is that we're not at home. and expectations have reached an all-time low. So maybe that might take some of the pressure off the team. I'm going for us to win this. Won't be close, won't be pretty, but a win is a win.
A win is a win. 49ers win for Deepak there. Gary?
Yeah, I hate to go against us, but I can't see anything other than the Rams, unfortunately.
That's two for the Rams, one for the 49ers. I really don't want to. I want to go down Kev Nayland's route on this one, and I want to say there's going to be a natural disaster that means the game's a tie, but we can't do that. I'm going to go 49ers. I've got to go 49ers. Jets at Raiders next. Raiders is a good one, isn't it? Raiders have been doing well this season. Let's go with Deepak first.
Oakland. I think they played very well against San Diego. And I think Oakland's an interesting example of a decent rebuild. They're going to be legit next season. I think the Jets will be, they'll beat the Jets. Yeah. Especially in Oakland.
Okay. And Gary?
Yeah, it's a tough one because I think the Jets are really struggling at running back. I think that all three of their running backs are questionable for this game. But I think I'm still just going to edge for the Jets, even though the Raiders are playing well.
And out to Brian. Who have you got in this one? Jets at Raiders, Brian?
I think it's about time that our listeners picked us some easy games to select from. I'm going to go the Jets. I think the Jets have got a top five offense this season. I think they could sneak another one out there in Oakland.
Okay. I think the Raiders at home, they're going to have the home crowd. Paul's going to be there. I've got to go with the Raiders for this one. Another one for us to hate to have to pick, only because we want both teams to lose. The Seahawks at the Cowboys, and we'll go with Gary first.
Yeah, I hate to pick them, but I think the Seahawks are going to be too strong for the Cowboys here. I think without Dez Bryant and Tony Romo, the Cowboys are really going to struggle against the Seahawks.
Deepak?
I hate even more to say that I think Dallas will win, playing at home.
Oh, a Cowboys win. Brian?
Yeah, I'm picking Seattle. I can't see Dallas winning with no Romo and no Bryant.
Seahawks, right. I've got to go with you guys. I cannot see anybody going in there at the moment to the Cowboys and coming away with a loss. It's a Seahawks win for me, unfortunately. The last game that the group have got us to pick is the Sunday night football game. This one's intriguing. Packers at Broncos. Both teams are going into this game 6-0. One of five teams right now who are 6-0. Never happened before. One of these teams will lose their unbeaten record. Brian, who's your winner, please, in the Packers versus the Broncos?
I'm taking the Packers. I've seen the Broncos a couple of games this season. I've been thoroughly underwhelmed by Peyton Manning. I think their defense is pretty much winning them most of their games this season. And I think he's going to come unstuck against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
Gary, what about you?
Yeah, stat-wise, they are very evenly matched. But like Brian said, Peyton Manning's not having the best year. And I think Aaron Rodgers is a much stronger quarterback. So, yeah, I'm going to go for the Pack too.
And Deepak?
Yep, another vote for Green Bay here. I think this could well be a repeat. A precursor for Super Bowl in Levi's. Both teams playing well. But I think the Green Bay will edge it.
It's a clean sweep for the Packers, then I'm picking them as well. This kind of feels to me like it's a passing of the baton game between Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers. And that it's, you know, we all know that Peyton Manning's coming to the end of his career, may well not play after this season, maybe played one season too many, who knows. But it's got to go with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers for that game. So that's our six picks made. Guys, if you want to jump onto the Frequency 49 group and make your picks to go along with ours, and we'll tally up again at the end of this week's games. Anything else that you want to say before the end of the show, guys?
Yeah, just one good thing on the picks. I had a look at the picking numbers, and we got over 100 votes on there, so that's really good. Thanks, guys, and yeah, please keep those picks coming and keeping us challenged each week.
Definitely, it's been fun, hasn't it? And they're picking really, really good games for us to go at as well.
That's because we have an incredibly knowledgeable audience that, apart from our red and gold tinted spectacles, we understand the game too. This is a great feature, and I'm glad that people are taking part on Facebook and logging their own picks in as well. This is very interesting and a lot of fun.
It certainly has been. Brian may not agree. Down in what, 20th place at the moment, Brian? What happened?
I had a mare. I'm on holiday. I'm going to have a bad week.
we'll blame the sangria, shall we?
Yeah, blame the sangria. The sangria is the super bock. And all of the port.
All right. It sounds like you've been enjoying yourself down there. Guys, we are going to be at the Green Man on Sunday. We'll all be arriving at different times, but we will all be there. So feel free to come over and say hi and abuse us. we'll just have a great chat while we're down there. We're also possibly going to try and record a little couple of bits for the show. If you'd like to be involved in the Frequency 49 show going forward, come and see us, and we'll see what we can definitely sort out. That is it for this episode of the show, guys. It's time to say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody, and hope to see you all at the weekend.
Yep, see you guys on Sunday.
And see you later, Brian. Enjoy the rest of your time down in Portugal.
Yeah, adios. I'm off to the pool now.
Jolly good. Oh, no. I've got a vision of Brian in Speedos. Not good.
Delete.
Definitely. Thanks also to AudioNautics.com for our theme music. That's it for this episode of the show. On behalf of Brian, Gary, and Deepak, I've been Paul McDonald. You've been the audience. This has been the Frequency 49 show. See you soon.